Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien in for Celeste Headlee with John Hockenberry. We're talking Turkey
this morning.
We are talking
Turkey and the troops.
And, you know, there's a lot of talk about getting the turkey and all the trimmings to the troops. A big logistical deal. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But there are a lot of troops outside of Iraq and Afghanistan who may not be getting feted as well. As a matter of fact, one of them is joining us on the line right now. First Lieutenant Russell Galletti. He's with an army unit in Grafenwehr, Germany. He's headed to Afghanistan a little later this winter, perhaps part of that surge that's coming up. Lieutenant, good to have you with us, first of all.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about your Thanksgiving plans.
Well, we've got a lot of Humvee crews that need to go through a motorized gunnery range, so we're going to be working right through the holiday and probably through the whole weekend to get everyone qualified on what they need to do.
So turkey ready to eat kind of thing? Is there such
Possibly.
A thing?
Yeah. I think they did away with the turkey MRE a couple of years ago, but if we can get some of the good chicken with pasta ones.
So that's it, chicken with pasta and an MRE.
Yeah, so Pentagon, you hear that? Galletti, Lieutenant Galletti, his order is for the chicken with pasta MREs. No scrimping here.
Pesto sauce, please, right?
Yeah. It's a chicken pesto MRE. It's my
it
new
is.
Favorite.
There you have it. Well, let me ask you this. On Thanksgiving, is it better to be busy and eating an MRE or sitting down to a meal, which is kind of a faux family setting with the turkey and the trimming apps in the family, you know?
I like being busy. I spent one Thanksgiving in basic training years ago and one Thanksgiving in Iraq, and both times I was miserable. So this is there's more than enough work to go around tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
are you going to be miserable?
I'll miss my family and friends.
Are you going to be okay?
Oh, yeah, we got to keep an eye on our soldiers to make sure they're not moping, but it's kind of an advantage because in Germany, I don't think they really celebrate Thanksgiving anyway, and the Hungarians we're assigned with definitely don't, so we're going to pretend like it's not even happening, and we're pretty thankful for the people that are around us and the training we've been getting so far.
Lieutenant, on a serious note, can we possibly run the risk of getting you discharged? Have you received orders for this alleged surge that the president is going to announce next week?
I don't believe my unit is part of the surge. We've been laid on to go for probably almost a year now, and just been in the training pipeline.
All right. Lieutenant Russell Galletti, happy Thanksgiving to you. We thank you for your service. Please pass it along to all the troops who serve under you.
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
All right.
He's going to be deployed to Afghanistan later this winter.
Exactly.
He's been a year in the pipeline, though.
So that shows you how long it takes to get these things ramped up. So the question is, what's for dinner tomorrow in Iraq and Afghanistan? You know what, but let's hear those numbers one more time.
63,000 pounds of potatoes, 8,700 cans of cranberry sauce, 61,000 pounds of stuffing, and more than 465,000 pounds of turkey. For dessert, there will be 67,000 pies and cakes.
Holy tryptophan, Batman. That is a lot of Thanksgiving stuff.
And that's just for the Iraq and Afghanistan?
That's just it,
right?
Yeah.
That's the Pentagon's Jeff Morrell making the Thanksgiving sort of menu there.
Yeah, I don't think the pilgrims imagined this in 1621.
No,
what do you think?
Not indeed.
Now, a couple of thoughts. Vice President Joe Biden had a Thanksgiving-style feast for military families day before yesterday. Let's listen to him.
The American people appreciate it, but the truth is they don't know it. They don't live it every day. They have no idea, and particularly the sacrifice so many of you have made.
The Biden family will likely have a good holiday. His son, Beau, is back stateside after a long stint in Iraq. Here's Jill Biden.
We're a military family. I'm a military mom. And I remember what it was like on Thanksgiving for our whole family. We pretended like everything was okay, but, you know, our hearts felt heavy.
All right, let's check in with some troops a long way from home. We're joined by Specialist Navid Ali Shah, who is Public Information Officer for the Army, stationed in Balad. Also, Michael Hoffman is with us, served as an intelligence officer in the Air Force. He's currently a staff writer for the Military Times. He joins us from Washington. Navid, you were on just a little while ago, and we were talking about whether you get homesick and whether the turkey actually makes it worse in a way. We were just talking to, I don't know if you heard him, but a lieutenant in Germany. They're going to have MREs and be running around in Humvees, and he says that's better. Would you rather be busy and not even thinking about Thanksgiving?
I've been busy before thinking about things and not thinking about Thanksgiving, and I think I would rather be able to celebrate the holiday with my friends here that I'm serving with right now than be busy. I mean, everyone has their own choice, and I think I like this way better.
Yeah, Michael Hoffman, a lot of times you'll see high-level politicians drop in on Thanksgiving for the troops. I remember a couple of years ago, famously, President Bush dropped into Iraq. It was, you know, much was made about the whole secrecy surrounding the event. Are we likely to see something like that this Thanksgiving?
Well, I think I know for a fact that the chief of staff of the Air Force, as well, is traveling into Afghanistan to spend time with his airmen. Not sure about the president, but I can confirm that, you know, the General Schwartz will be heading out there to spend time with his troops and share some turkey with them.
Navid, set the scene for us. Where are you right now, and what's it like experiencing? I don't know if you've had the opportunity to experience many holidays over the years. I don't know how long you've been over there. But what's it like being in that setting and then, you know, putting in a piece of what is so a part of being an American?
Well, right now here in Balad, we got all of the dining facilities have been decked out with holiday decorations, and they're, you know, getting ready for this feast. They're preparing for us, like you said, you know, all these things, turkey, mashed potatoes, and pies, and everything like that. So they're really going to make it a atmosphere where you can really try to, you know, get together with your unit and enjoy that time. You know, just kind of like the way you would when you were home.
Right. And do you get down during the holidays?
We do, definitely. I mean, everyone's here just thinking about their family and thinking about my wife and kids back home. And it's kind of more difficult, but, you know, we try to talk to them, try to communicate with them on Skype or call them, and try to just, you know, get through the holiday as best we can. But it's tough.
What did we do before?
No way around it.
What did we do before the internet and Skype? Michael Hoffman, lots of suicides have come out of the Iraq conflict, and obviously the mental health of the troops is a big issue. Are there enough people watching them to make sure they're getting through the holidays well?
Well, I think a lot of the leadership within the military is really taking this as a very serious problem, as they should. And, you know, it's really about the leadership, your officers, your NCOIC, really just watching his enlisted troops, making sure that they have plenty of time to talk to their family on Skype, as I pointed out, and just maybe even keeping them busy, you know, making sure that you don't have a loner. You have the all the guys come together within the unit, maybe sharing, like was mentioned before, even if it's a special MRE, just making the holiday special and letting them know they're part of the bigger family of the military.
It is a family, isn't it? And Michael Hoffman, yes. Navid Ali Shah, earlier Lieutenant Russell Galletti, thank you all for your time. Thank you all for your service. We wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.